Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contract, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov.
When you're ready to get to work, your equipment needs to be ready to go. P&K Equipment is here to help. Shop with confidence and find all the parts you need for your John Deere equipment at P&K. We have the largest inventory of parts in Oklahoma, so P&K has the part you need to keep your tractor or mower running great. Our trained technicians can service your equipment on site, in the field, or in our shop. Need help trailering your equipment in for service? We'll help with pickup and deliver back to you. Stop in and see us, give us a call, or shop online anytime at pkequipment.com.
Well, good afternoon. The markets today moved quite a bit overall. We had another big up day in the stock market. The Dow currently up about 700 points at 30,250 and about 1,500 points off the low. The S&P is currently up 98. So the stock market and the equity markets are kind of fueling some strength in some of these commodities. U.S. dollar also down significantly, down 150 currently with the December at 110. It was 114 at the high, so considerably off the highs there for the dollar. But let's get back to what we're here for. The cattle market is steady to a little bit lower on live cattle. The October's down 7 at 144.25. The December live cattle 47 lower at 147.55. February 32 lower. April unchanged here. And then the feeder cattle market was quite a bit lower across the board. We had the front end October down 87 to 174.65. The November's down 85 here at 175.20. The next month, January, 95 lower, 76.07. And all of these were about 10 to 50 off the lows. So quite a bit of volatility. And then the hog market gave it all back today. They tried to rally yesterday, but down 330 today at 74.42 on December hogs. That is a new low. So it just gave it kind of the death blow as it went through previous support levels and kind of broke the back of the bull camp.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Blackjack Farms, McFerrin Farms, and Fife Rangus Farms presents the 2022 Annual Female Production Sale, Saturday, October 8th at the ranch near Seminole, Oklahoma, featuring 75 registered Angus and Simmental Sim Angus lots, including spring bull and heifer pair splits, fall calving cows, most with calves at side. For more information or download a catalog, go to the website www.mcsauctions.com or call Matt Sims at 405-641-6081. 405-641-6081.
Today's grain futures market kind of all over the place. We had Chicago wheat 4 to 9.5 lower. The Kansas City steady to 2 higher. December Kansas City unchanged at 9.88¾. At one point it went up to 10.11 early this morning, right at the 8:30 open. The July of next year unchanged at 9.59¾. So we don't really have any wheat planted and up, at least in southwest Oklahoma. Very little wheat going to be available for grazing unless something changes real fast. The forecast doesn't look like it's going to, though, so we'll see. But July wheat's 9.59¾. The bean market was 9 to 12 higher. November front month up 9.5 at 13.83.5. And then December corn up 2.25 at 6.83. I think the strength in the corn and bean futures really did come on behalf of the U.S. dollar being significantly lower today. The export market should pick up some if the dollar continues lower. Tomorrow we have a OPEC Plus, so it includes Russia, meeting in Vienna. They're expected to increase, or rather lower, the total oil production by about 1 million barrels per day to stabilize the price. In the last 2 days, in reaction to that, the oil market's come up around $5 or $6 a barrel. So that's happening. Cotton futures today, we're up the limit as well. December up 4 at 88.20.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involve substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you and out of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.